Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Wednesday edition of the Daily 10, the only podcast that gives you all the local stuff you guys care about the most. You get it in one place, somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 minutes, somewhere in the neighborhood around 10 o'clock. If you guys would subscribe or follow the pod wherever you follow your favorite podcast, this will be waiting for you each and every day. We will continue with our Braves player profile today. We talk Atlanta backstops, talk about Travis d'Arnaud and the newest addition to the Braves, Manny Pena. We'll get to that coming up here in just a few moments. But let's start by talking about the champions, the latest champions in town, the Georgia Bulldogs. And I promise to Georgia fans, I'm not trying to take the edge off your championship. You've had like 9 days to celebrate it. But there is something intriguing to watch this offseason, just like it was throughout the regular season. And that's the quarterback thing. So Stetson Bennett made that appearance on Good Morning America, and he was either drunk, half drunk, or hungover, one of the three. And in the midst of that appearance, he made a statement about his future. And what he said was something to the effect of, you know, I'll be playing football somewhere, don't know exactly where, and, you know, make my announcement. And then it was alluding to whether he could trust the staff to make the right decision and how it would fit him kind of thing. It was very odd. And word is it didn't go over very... very well in Athens. And the reason I bring it up, so a lot of folks were very surprised that Stetson Bennett didn't have some sort of, you know, speech at the championship rally at Sanford Stadium the other day or some kind of acknowledgement. And this, none of this is confirmed, but a lot of people who I think are in the know said that Georgia coaches were not happy with Stetson. And it wasn't by accident that he didn't get a chance to be acknowledged or speak or do any of those things on Saturday. I can't confirm any of that, but I found that kind of intriguing. So now comes the next part of this, and I'm curious what the Georgia fan would say if I asked you this question the same way I asked you throughout the season. Who do you want your starting quarterback to be in 2022? Because most of the people you talk to throughout the season who are Georgia fans were always leaning towards JT when it got down to kind of nut-cutting time, when it came down to the big moments that JT's the better player, that should be the guy, can we trust Kirby to get it right, or is he going to stick with Stetson? Now, not taking anything away from what Stetson did. He was part of a national championship winner. I've said a couple of times that I think Stetson fit what Georgia wanted to do, but I think a lot of guys would have fit what Georgia could do offensively because they were supported by an elite defense, enough weapons, skill position-wise, like all the things you needed around a pretty limited quarterback. You had those things, but Stetson made big plays down the stretch of the championship game, and he's a part of a national championship team forever. Never take that away. But I'm curious now what the Georgia fan wants at quarterback next season. The reason I bring it up, could you see a repeat of what happened the year after Georgia played Alabama and lost the championship on the 2nd and 26 in overtime where Jake Fromm was the incumbent and kept his job over Justin Fields? I think mostly because of what he did the season before. Now, I'm not at practice, so maybe Justin wasn't ready and they didn't think he could handle the load, all those things. I don't know. I saw the year later he went to Ohio State and a Ryan Day offense and flourish. So maybe it wouldn't have been the same here, but I know the upside of Justin on the field. So it could be that. Or it could be kind of what Dabo Swinney did a few years back when he transitioned in the middle of a season from his incumbent starter, Kelly Bryant, to Trevor Lawrence back in 2018. Those two split time in the first four games of that season, and eventually Dabo's like, yeah, Trevor's my guy beginning to end. He's the better talent, more upside, we're going to play him, and it went on to lead to very special things. Could that be the case for Kirby Smart, who's got Brock Vandegrift, or Gunnar Stockton? Maybe JT Daniels back? I don't know. Hell, maybe Carson Beck? I'm not sure. And I'm not trying to take the job away from Stetson. I promise you I'm not. I'm merely asking the question, A, what do Georgia fans want? And B, how do you think the thing plays out next season with these high-ceiling young quarterbacks who, in their mind, are coming to Georgia because they think they can play early rather than have to wait their turn. I think it's going to be a fascinating offseason. Then we get the spring practice to see how they divvy this stuff up, to see if Stetson's even back, to see where JT goes, and to see how the rest of that quarterback room plays out. I can't wait. It's going to be interesting as can be. Speaking of interesting, if you're looking for an interesting night, a fun night, and you're a sports fan, stop by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. They've been along for the ride on this podcast for a while, and I love those folks, Sean Daly and the great crew at the Daily Draft. This is a neighborhood sports bar, but it's the ultimate sports bar experience, not the deep-fried sports bar with the old-school menu. This is a great menu with soup, salads, wings, sandwiches, burgers, all what you would want, and, again, with a chef-inspired touch, a craft beer bar, self-serve taps, awesomeness, and some of the other great things like you'll want to enjoy, like one of the biggest screens in Metro Atlanta with a front row seat where you can grab yourself a spot and check out all the action of your favorite game. Downtown Woodstock on Main Street, going for lunch. Mention my podcast. They'll take 10% off your lunch order by merely mentioning the Daily 10. Capiche? Go to thedailydraft.net for more info today. Kids eat free on Thursday nights. They have trivia night for you guys. All kinds of specials. You'll find them at the website. Okay, before we get to our Braves player profile, there was a story that I thought was entertaining. I don't know how realistic it would be, but Talking Chop, which I really enjoy the stuff they do covering the Braves, had a free agent profile of Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers with a potential price tag attached, kind of assuming that this might pique the Braves' interest and also Braves fans if and when this dumb lockout comes to an end. So they mention in here that MLB Trade Rumors projects Clayton Kershaw to get a one-year, $20 million deal. FanGraphs projects Clayton to get a one-year, $18 million deal. And basically what Talking Chop writes is kind of what I'm going to tell you. Yes, indeed, if Clayton was willing to take a one-year, $18 to $25 million deal, sure the Braves would show interest. That's the wheelhouse of Alex Anthopoulos. That's his sweet spot. One year, nothing really to lose long-term. Sometimes it's going to come up roses like Charlie Morton at the end. Sometimes it's not going to work as well. See Cole Hamels. But Alex has done this many times with Charlie Morton and now Cole and Dallas Keuchel and Drew Smiley. But there are legitimate concerns and reasons why Clayton might be into a one-year deal, because there's not a multi-year deal out there. He's 34, tons of injury concern. It's a risk that you always have to consider. His career might be cut short because of all the injuries he's had, shoulder, elbow, knee, you mentioned it, back. The back thing has been an issue for a while. But the reason I don't think this is super realistic, now, if he did hit the market and was available for that one-year kind of a deal, yeah, I think the Braves would be all interested in it. But the Dodgers now have already lost Max Scherzer to free agency to the Mets. Dustin May is coming off Tommy John surgery, and nobody knows the future of Trevor Bauer. So I think the Dodgers, because they can throw extra money at anything and not worry about the repercussions, might be willing to say to Clayton, we'll give you a two-year deal worth $60 million, and you know, you've been a great Dodger, and even if it doesn't work here, we know that we can cover up your issue if you have another injury problem by spending on the other free agent market or in trades. That's what the Dodgers did last year. They covered up the Trevor Bauer thing by going to get Max Scherzer. They can do that. The Braves can't do that. If the Braves spend big money on a one-year deal and it doesn't work, they're hard-pressed to find a plan B. So that's something to keep in mind. The only caveat to this is maybe Clayton Kershaw would want something new. I don't know. Maybe he thinks Dave Roberts is a butcher at managing pitchers and doesn't want to be a part of that anymore. I don't know. That's just a caveat to this. Otherwise, I think he stays in L.A. Dodgers overpay him. While the Braves, again, I think would love to get in the one-year sweepstakes. Imagine a starting rotation that would have Morton, Ian, Max, Kershaw, and then the return at some point of Soroka or one of these young arms. I'd love that. We all would. I just don't think L.A. is going to let him get him out of town because of what else that they have lost and the unknowns about the return at some point of Dustin May and if Trevor Bauer returns at all. Okay, let's get to our Braves player profile. This time around, we're going to talk about the catchers. It was Travis d'Arnaud. Travis, who re-signed with the Braves to give them more clarity behind the plate. To add to that, the Braves also signed Manny Pena as a backup to give them a little more depth at a veteran instead of going with some of the young guys. Remember, catcher was it was an unknown last year from week to week because it was, you know, Kevin Smith and it was, you know, William Contreras and it was one after another with different catchers. If there was a 35-year-old catcher who was out there, the Braves went and got him to try to eat some innings behind the plate. So we know d'Arnaud is a much better hitter than he showed a year ago. The injury, now he wasn't hitting great before the injury last year, but He lost himself 3 months, and really when he came back, he still wasn't the Darno we saw that was a Silver Slugger winner in 2020. A year ago, Travis hit just 220. He hit just 7 home runs, had an OPS of... He had an OPS in the 533 range. Eek. I mean, that's tells you how much he struggled top to bottom last year, whereas the year before, you were talking about a Silver Slugger winner who in 60 games hit 9 home runs, who knocked in 34, who slugged 530 the year before, and we just mentioned a year later, he really struggled to find any kind of consistency for the Braves. His on-base percentage, boy, these numbers are bad from Travis last year. 284 with a 388 slugging, so he's just top to bottom. It was not good. But I happen to think Travis will hit a lot more. And again, now knowing you have clarity behind Travis, if something was to happen where Manny Pena, who's not a great hitter, but has a little pop, he'll be able to handle pitchers. He's a veteran. I think the Braves have to feel a lot better about their catching situation. I don't know what it means for William Contreras. Maybe they end up moving William because still the future of the catching position here is Shea Langeliers, but they don't have to rush him either. So I think the Braves are going to get a bonus that Travis should hit a little bit more. Even if he was to stumble and get hurt, you have a little backup plan there. So you should be better behind the plate. None of us saw what was coming in 2021 with the injury to Travis and then, again, just filling the stop gaps behind the plate. There should be some more clarity for Brian Snitker when filling out his lineup card. Travis plays, 4 days a week. Manny Pena plays a couple of days a week, that kind of thing. I think that's a good rotation for them moving forward. All right, if you guys would, I told you, hit the subscribe button right now or follow the pod wherever it is you get your favorite podcast. This will be waiting for you each and every day around 10 a.m. If you would also stop by, see my friends at the Daily Draft, tell them Matt sent you. A little something extra in it for you, like 10% off your lunch order by mentioning the Daily 10. I'll be on the radio this afternoon in Atlanta on 680 The Fan at 2 o'clock. We're back again tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.